Okay, Rabosai. The Gemara says in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Zayin Amud Beis, sorry. Everyone agrees you have to make a bracha before bedikas chametz, right? Why is that? Because the whole question is what will shavur what everyone knows made the bracha beforehand, right? Why? Minalan, what's the makar? Damar Rabbi Yehuda or Shmuel? Call mitzvah smarach leim over lasi yasin. Okay, the makar is in the name of the Amor Ryan. Shmuel says you revarch over lasi yasin. My mashma dai over lishna da akdumehu. How do we know that over means akdume? So apparently this was not the normal usage of the word over in the days of the Amorim. Mistama Shmuel had some ancient Masorah that were barking over Las Yosef with an ancient, you know, obsolete usage of a word. So they want to know how we know that when he says over Las Yosef, he means beforehand. Amar Nachmar Yosef, Amar Damar Krava, Yorzachimats Derecha, Kikar Vayavor Es Hakushi. Okay, Vayavor means he passed by and he came first. So that shows over is first. Okay, either Vuavar Lefneim, Yaakov went before his family, or Vayavar Malkum Lefneim Hashem Barosham. Okay, exactly who the Melech is. You know, it's either Melech Mashiach or Hashem. But clearly the king is in front of them, so it's first. Yaakov first, and the king is first. Okay, well, look, why do we have, you know, what's the mashmos of these different opinions as to, what's the mashmos of these different opinions as to where we learn it from is not 100% clear. Obviously, the simple shot is just, they weren't there from Sukkim. You know, is there more to it? We'll try to figure out. Yeah?
It's odd. I would understand if this was a mission. But this isn't a motor we're talking about here. So why are we using Hebrew, like, why are we not Hebrew to prove an Amoric statement? Like, this is so much
right. Harder. So that's why I want to say, if you want just a pshat historical answer, it must be because this Amora was using an ancient obsolete usage. And why was he using an ancient obsolete usage? Because he was repeating a mantra, a Masorah, from hundreds of years ago. Which would make sense. Why you say Minolan and quoted Amora? Usually Minolan is something older. Because the Amora is obviously repeating an ancient Masorah. So that would make sense historically. Manolan and Amora, because the Amora is repeating an ancient Masorah, and it's such an ancient Masorah that they had to prove what he meant by the words, because he wasn't using the words in their modern day usage. Could it be more than this? So we know, I gave you the Chassam Sofer, that was my main point, but he wanted to say, you know, mysticism, that, we want to know for which mitzvahs do you need a bracha first? Only for mitzvos of like adding kedusha and adding holiness to the world, or even for mitzvos of just getting rid of bad things, which are not so holy, or even for mitzvos of, of compromising with the forces of evil, which are not so holy, you shouldn't need a bracha. So he says, therefore, okay, he says this is merumas here, that Vayavar Malkum with Nehem is talking about godliness. That's talking about having Kedusha. Vayavar Sakushi is talking about, that's when, if you remember the story, Absalom died. It's talking about defeating the Rishayim, and the Vayavar with Nehem is even compromising with Rishayim, that Yaakov bowed to Esau. Okay, so it's teaching us, even in the ones that are not so Kadosh, you still have to say Abraham first. Okay, maybe not quite as mystical as the Chassam Sofer. I prefer, it could be that it's a remez. It's not really mysticism. Chassam Sofer says, a remez to different levels of Kedusha. High level of Kedusha, Hashem Bifneim, defeating evil, Bayavar Sakushi, or even compromising with evil, Vuvar Lifneim. Or you could just say historically, they needed a lot of proofs because they were very nervous about this obsolete word. You know, we'll say a third way in a second, which, you know, I'll be perhaps more connect, you know, I will resonate more with us in a moment. Let's just finish up the Gemara. The Gemara says, Be'rav Amri chutz min atzvila v'shofar, except for tzvila and shofar. Tzvila and shofar you don't make before him. Bishlam atzvila da'kadi gavr l'chazi. I understand tzvila because the gavr is not fit yet. Ela shofar my time, and why not make a bracha before shofar? But he takes shadil makalpul tzki, and if you say, because you might mess up the kiyos, so no, we bracha batzala, ihafe from the shkita milanami, shkita milanami. Ela rabbi, it's not chutz min atzvila v'lvad. No, tzvila is the only exception. Itmar Nami, Itmar Tani Nami, Chutz Menatila, Bilvad,
Bilvad Itmar.
Chutz Menatila, Bilvad Itmar? Really, he only said, what? Bilvad Itmar, he only said Chutz Menatila, Bilvad. That's not a Tanya Nami Hachi for Bilvad, but it's at least Tanya Nami Hachi that Tvila is an exception. Okay, here, it's a funny Havamina that Shofar would be a Havamina in this Chutzman HaTvila Vishofar. What's the Havamina? Again, the Gemara says it's a bad Havamina. So, L'chori, you have to say it's a very bad Havamina, like the Gemara's direction, Shem Makapla Tkia. Some of them are Choshesh for Brachla Batali, you might mess up the Tkia. Even if they weren't Choshesh, you might mess up the Shchita and the Bris Mila. So someone was Choshesh for that, but we think that was a bad Havamina. You know, we're not, we don't want to be accused of learning Mechkar here. But if you compare this to the Yerushalmi, right, the Yerushalmi has a machlokas, whether, and maybe this has to do with a little bit over, Lasi Yasan. Why is Gemara so nervous what over Lasi Yasan means? Maybe because there are two deus floating around in the Yerushalmi, right? The Yerushalmi has two deus, whether it's before Lasi Yasan, over Lasi Yasan, or B'shas Lasi Yasan, and the Manda Amar B'shas Lasi Yasan obviously had to make an exception for Shofar. Use your mouth for shofar. You can't talk and blow shofar at the same time. So perhaps this Amri Deve Rav was some confused Mesora where the Amri Deve Rav were really, now Tefillah also you can't do Pshas HaSiyasan. While you're in the water, you can't talk. I never tried, but I'm pretty sure you can't talk while you're underwater. So it could be that this Amri Deve Rav was some confused Mesora, which was sort of, you know, really from the Mandamer Pshas HaSiyasan. Adam Shas Asiyasan, you can't do it in the middle of Tevila, and you can't do it in the middle of Shofar. You can't talk in the middle of those two mitzvahs. And somehow they mistakenly received a Mesorah that was two exceptions to the Mandamer over Lasiyasan, and then it didn't make any sense. Okay, so it's an interesting question. Where did this mistaken Havamina come from? Was it really Mekalpala Tkia, or was it really some confused mixture that they had a Mesorah from over Lasiyasan, was really Mesorah from the Mandamer of Shas Asiyasan? But that's already not together the kinds of questions that we usually deal with. So let's go back to the pshat and the lumdus of Erev Sugya. First, let's just get the pshat of the words down. What is Gavra Lo Chazi? Why is Tevila an exception? Because Gavra Lo Chazi, right? I think it's a Lashon. Gavra Lo Chazi. What are the four pshatim, I believe, on Gavra Lo Chazi? Right, why is the Gavra Lo Chazi? What makes him Lo Chazi? So, what's one pshat why he's Lo Chazi? Because he's not Jewish, and it's talking about Tzvilas Ger. Who holds he's not Chazi because he's not Jewish? The Rambam and the Rif. And the Rabbeinu Hanan only in his first.
Rif. We go down.
I don't hear anything.
Yes, he knows.
Yeah, no, he's not here.
He knows it's down. I talked to him.
Morty, could that be a goyish internet that he doesn't like the word Gavra Lo Chazi?
More likely, it's in Gross, and they share this whole line with Torah Shraga, who's there, and everybody's playing games. there's only so much you can send over an ADSL line, which isn't much. I just put in fiber into my study, up to my computer, and it makes a big difference.
Okay, can everyone hear me now? I was muted.
Yes.
Sorry. Yes. Okay, now, what does lochazi mean? So one shot is the Rambam and the Rif and the Rebbeinu Hanan, at least in his first shot, says the case of the ger, and the reason why he's lochazi is obvious. He can't say Shem Yishem Zolzim Zivonim because he's not Jewish. Then it is very poshut. Okay, what is another shot in lochazi?
Okay.
Who says that?
Rashi
says Rashi. That the case is tefilas bal keri. Mistami, he wouldn't deny ger. It's hard to deny ger, but ger is a weird case. How many gerim are there, and they only do it once, right? And then they're not ger anymore. But a bal keri could be ma'isim chayom. So bal keri, and why is a bal keri lo chazi? So we know why a bal keri is lo chazi. Because
hakanat as well,
right? Meaning it's not clear if it applies to Don Azeh. Rashi here is not so clear. Gavra lo chazi on tefilas bal keri. Kamil and brachos us the day Torah. The Ezra Tikkun Tefillah Bali Keri, the Divrei Torah, etc. So, because of Tefillas Ezra, right? Now, it's not so clear. What about Zman Azeh? Weren't you mevatel it? So, either you have to say it's back in the days before they were mevatel it, or you have to say even nowadays it's L'chatchila. The easiest thing to say is this is the days they weren't mevatel it. Okay, could be. And then it's stuck because of the days, the old days. Okay. What is a third shot? What is a third shot as to why you're not chazi? What's not chazi about him? Anyone?
He's not naki.
He's
in other words, it's like a more technical level that like since his arum
and naki. Arum is not the same as not naki.
Right.
He'd be very knockum. Arum is still Arum.
I was basing up the...
Okay, you're right. So who says he's Arum?
The last day.
Exactly. So here we have, you know, this is the first day in Tosfos, right? Tosfos and the Maram Chalava. We'll read it like this. Shot number one, right? Here we have Tosfos and the Maram Chalava. Shot number two, he says, what's the case? The case is... Ultimate. And what is not what is lochazi, right? Is that he's Arum. And a naked person can't say a bracha. Why does it so now you just have to fill a little here? Tells the Maram Chalava slightly different formulations. I don't think the difference is so interesting, I must admit. But why can't he make a bracha with his clothes on? Exactly, meaning you have to add the asusa demaya, meaning, after all, just make a bracha with clothing on. No, because it'd be when he's still wearing his clothing, we're afraid, yeah, I mean, it doesn't this make us all feel a little better, right? When you go to that mikvari or something, when it's just being together, come on, everyone's jumping in, and you're like, even the swimming pool, you're afraid to jump in, et cetera, you know, you got 1, 2, 3, and then you don't go, and you feel like a loser. So Tosa says, don't feel like a loser, Chazal took that into account. Because I knew people acted like that. He says, no, right before you jump in, we're afraid. You might be afraid of the cold water. Or there'd be a susi gamaya, of course. Cold. I don't know, maybe it's also deep water. Guys are pretty drowning, and you might not go in. When your mom is about to go in, then we trust you, but then you're naked. So, mimadashah, if you're still wearing your clothes, you might not go in. And if your mom is about to jump in, then you're naked and you can't make the bracha. So rather, what do you do? When you come out, you get dressed, and then you say the bracha. Because when you come out, you can't say the bracha until you get dressed, obviously. Okay, my Maram Chalava says slightly differently. He says that, you know, that we don't want you to get dressed, to be dressed near the water. Since, you know, you might get free of the water by delaying so long. Okay, but this is the case. And oh, obviously you have to add, the Biasusa Demaya. Okay, is there a fourth shot as to what's lochazi? A fascinating Kiddush fourth shot.
It's relatively not clear as to what he would be afterwards.
Okay, who is that?
Meiri.
Right, the Meiri is a fourth shot. Says the Meiri, it's also talking about all Tameyan. But what is lochazi? What's lochazi is that your tummy. Ah, it can't be, right? It's sort of from Rabbi Yochanan in a second shot. What did he say in a second shot? He says, Yesh Mishom Tefila Megir Belvadhu, like the Rambam and the Rif, etc. V'yeshom Kol Tame Ino Mevarich El Achara Tefila. Because after all, it says that a Balkeri can't say a bracha. Okay, he's cheating a little here, right? Because he said earlier, a Balkeri can't say a bracha, but who can say a bracha? The first Mishnah.
A woman who's mafrish chala.
What? Anida. Anida kotz lachalasa, right? Anida can say a bracha, just a Balkeri can't. Meaning Balkeri is going to feel as Ezra. Anita's less tummy, Balkari's less tummy than Anita. But Balkari's special tefillas Ezra, why not to the Tumas Keri? I know we affiliated halachically with Tumas Keri, but it's really because of the Kalas Rosh of Keri, right? That's what it says there. That's just like, as far as given the Aim of Reya, the Yira of Zaya, likewise, you have to learn Torah, you know, Be'ema. So that's because the Kalas Rosh of Keri. Anita, and for that matter, Azava and Azav and Yolendis, etc., they have no Kalas Rosh. So it's posh that Anita can say a bracha. And also, that's Mefarish Mishnayis in Brachos there, by the Balkari, in third regular Brachos, that, you know, Anita for sure can say a bracha. The question was, is Anita and a Balkari, etc.? Okay, and it's Azava and a Balkari. Get into the Machlokes tonight. But posh and Anita's. So, what does the Miri say? Obviously, a Tomei can say a bracha. And here's the big Chiddush. Because what would we have thought until now? We would have thought until now, what's the nafkamina of Tuma? Nafkamina of Tuma is for Truma and Kachin, right? And then why the Chavir, Ichula Matara, to practice for Truma or and Kachin. But Tuma Matara is not an impediment to Brachos, to davening, right? It's not an impediment to davening. That's only Keri, because of Kalas Rosh, not all Tuma. Mechadesh di Mi'iri. No, really, all Tuma is an impediment to brachos. The only thing is, Chazal didn't want to be invatul you from brachos. Because after all Toma, it could be a long time. The Nida, excuse me, 7 days. And the Zavar means 7 Nikiyim. And the Metzorah, and who knows, etc. And the Olendis is, well, I guess, 7 or 14 days. She doesn't have to worry about the brachos Kippurah, maybe. For sure. But if they didn't want to invatul you for so long, so they said, well, look, Lemaisa, if you're not ready to tovel anyway, we'll let you say brachos. But it would be better to tovel before you said any bracha. It's just not worth it if you're not going to tovel. However, if the bracha is on tevila, then by definition, you're going to be tahor. The bracha and anything else, when are you going to be tahor? Could be 1 minute, could be 5 minutes, could be 5 days, could be 2 weeks. So Chazal said, say the bracha. But the bracha on tevila, by definition, in 3 seconds, you're going to be tahor. And therefore, it's always better to say a bracha batara. They just weren't much riach you for obtaining normal brachas batara because it's not practical. But the bracha on tefillah is practical. That's a big philosophical chiddush. That, really, ideally, you shouldn't say any bracha until you're tahor. It's just not practical except for the bracha on tefillah, because it's guaranteed you'll be tahor in a second. Right, so that's what he says. He said, because, theoretically, you shouldn't say brachos bitoma. But practically, it's only practical to tell you to wait if it's Birkas Tevila, because otherwise, ain't the Dover Sof. Right? But it's only practical to be Makbid on Birkas Tevila. Okay, big Chiddush of the Meiri. Fascinating. Now, the question is going to be, those are the four Pshatim that I know of. I don't know of any other Pshatim. The question is going to be, who does this halacha apply to? Right? Who does Lemaisa? Who says the bracha afterwards? Who says the bracha afterwards, Lemaisa? So, obviously, according to Meiri, that's Pashat. Ultimately. Obviously, according to the Pshat of Arum, obviously, ultimate. That's the repulsion, because ultimate are naked. I mean, when you have a weird case of someone who totals in clothes, which is mentioned someplace in Shas. Okay, but that's not a normal case. And nowadays, we're not knowing to do that. Okay, how about according to Rashi? So, you could have gone either way, right? You could have gone either way. But you could have said only a Balkari, but Rashi himself says Kalatzmeyim. He says Lo Plug of the Malkeri. And I think that's the second day in the Rach. Let's read the second day in the Rach. Says the Rach. His first day is like the Rif in the Rambam. He says, Yesh Yisham and Tefilas Ger Bilvad Hu Zeh HaDavar. It's not a Lo, but he said Lo Omer HaPorsh Ben HaOr LeKorsh Ben HaKever. Abol Shar Chai Beit Tefilos Mevarchim Ve'achar Chak Tovlin. De Garcina Nida Kotzel HaChala. Meaning, a Tami's allowed to make a bracha. That's Nida Kotzel HaChala. Yesh Omer Kol Tami In Mevarch El Achar Tefila. Every Tami has to wait till after Tefila. It's not. Vitrumas Perak Allah, Hamishal Eitrom, Eitrom, Trasa Truma, Hila Mashika Bar Aram, Vehasuma Balkari, Green Bar Allah, Hamisha Eitrom, Lachachi, the Eitrom, Vea Bracha, Hila Ma, Veha Aram, U Balkari, Vesha, and Yehola Varech, the Litrom, etc. So it's a little funny. He says, all Tmeim. Why? Because the Balkari can't say a Bracha. It's not like, first of all, it's not like he forgot that he doesn't allow to say a Bracha. First of all, he's a Ranfanado. He couldn't forget that. That's like too obvious a halacha for a gadol ador to forget. And second of all, he mentioned a line earlier, right? So obviously, what does he mean? He means all tmeim because a balkeri can't say a bracha. L'chora, he's the sheet of Rashi. All tmeim because a balkeri can't say a bracha. So balkeri has to say it later. So I'm all tmeim. Mistama, lo plug to all tmeim. Meaning when it was a ger, are you going to make a little plug from a ger to all tmeim? That's a little weird because a ger is not even tummy. And because the ger is very rare and old tmeim are common. To make a little plug from about carrying an old tmeim, that's not such a crazy little plug. I mean, it's funny, in ger he wouldn't make a little plug, but in Balkari he would, right? Why? It makes perfect sense. A ger is not tame, and B, ger is very rare, right? How many, not how many ger are there? They only total a tefillah's ger once in their lifetime. There are only a few ger, and they only do it once in a lifetime. As opposed to Balkari, Balkari's one of the most common kinds of Toma. Again, I don't know how to measure a kloppy sherets, etc. You know, I wasn't alive then. I don't know how many shrotsim they had running around, nevelos, etc. But Balkari is a pretty common type of Toma. Clearly, as far as Tomas that come from your own guf, Balkari is for sure the most common. And therefore, it makes sense of us. So many people are Balkaris, you can make a little plug based on Balkari. So narrowly, this is also the second shot of the Rabbeinu Hananel, even though he didn't say the word. He doesn't explicitly explain how he got to call it Tmeim, but since he quotes the Balkari and he gets to call it Tmeim, he's saying he's like Rashi. Have it in the first shot if it's because of a ger. So, what did I just say? I just said, it doesn't necessarily make so much sense to make a little plug based on a ger. Right? And whose shita is that? However, Tosmos, when Tosos quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, he then adds to him. He says, "Afa b'keno marid in ligor b'nashon shavrochas achra tefila." Okay, the Rish says in ligor, in ligor. Don't yell at them. By the time you get to the later Rishoni Ashkenaz, it becomes like that's our minhag. Why? Because came to get tefila sger lo chilku. Okay, Tosos and the Mar Kolava in the first shot says kolat meyim. They said Lo Plug, even though I think that Rabbeinu Hananel would do it. You wouldn't say Lo Plug because of Ger, but I'm willing to say Lo Plug because of a Balkari in my second shot. They're willing to say Lo Plug because of a Ger. You say, okay, what's underlying this? Maybe we'll see soon. They're willing to say Lo Plug because of a Ger. Okay, these are the basic shitas. One other thing that Tosas points out here is Netilas Yadayim, right? Ad Hayom Hazeh, by the way, what do we do? Ad Hayom Hazeh, what do we do? We say the bracha before or after we tovah. Before or after we tovo?
In the middle.
What?
In the middle.
Okay, that's true. Fundamentally, although, think about it, right, the sheet of the shla is that you tovo, you say the bracha, and then you tovo again. And therefore, you'll take all the possibilities. But really, that's the sheet of afterwards, because as the Achrona point out, you tovo, what me'ikra din tefillah doesn't eat kavana, so you tovo once, regardless of what your kavana was, you're already tahar. The second tefillah is not really mitzvah at all. No mitzvah to tovel once you're ready to tahar. It's only mitzvah to tovel when you're tummy. So really, what's the real, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Yoredeh, Simin Reish, Sfardim say the bracha after toveling, and before toveling, and Ashkenazim say the bracha after toveling. And then they mimic to tovel again to try and somehow chop the Rambam. It makes a lot of sense. The Rambam and the Riff are going for Sfardim. Only a Yer says the bracha afterwards, Jews say the bracha beforehand. That's what, I mean, Sfardim, because men don't say the bracha nowadays, but Sfardiot. And Ashkenazim follow Tosfos, and we say the bracha after toveling. Even though then there's a minute to total again, so you can also be guilty of the Rambam, even though no one's sure how that works, because you're not really also guilty of the Rambam, you know? Okay, there's all kinds of kedushim you can make. Maybe you had a complicated tonight of negative kavan on the first one, that if halach is like Tosos, I'm toveling, stam, and if halach is like the Rambam, I'm specifically intended that I don't want to be tohar. Okay, we're not getting to that now. Okay, how about Netilas Yadayim? Netilas Yadayim is not in the Gemara at all. But is Netilas Yadayim an exception? So, unclear. We would not have thought Netilas Yadayim is an exception. Only Tefillah is an exception. You can have four shitas as to why it's an exception. And, you know, two or three shitas as to for whom it's an exception. But it doesn't say Netilas Yadayim. But nonetheless, the minhag was, in Ashkenaz at least, right? We know the Rambam says, you need the bracha before toveling and before Netilas Yadayim, right? There are a few briskers left who follow the Rambam and make the bracha before Netilas Yadayim, such as Rav Schechter and Wayu. Following, obviously, his Rebbe. But Netilas Yadayim Tosa says, also Netilas Yadayim, we have a minute. Why would we also make an exception for Netilas Yadayim? What's the svara to also make an exception for Netilas Yadayim? Right? What's the svara? The Rambam v'chuli say over Lasiasa. But Tosos and others say, nope, you make it achar hanetila. Why? What's the svara to make an exception to Tilas Yadayim?
Well, plug from after the bathroom.
What? So you're saying two things, right? What does he say? So let's be honest, Yaakov. Even if the nigo is part of the tefillah, when would you have washed? When would you have said the bracha? Yeah, I mean, if there's two parts of a mitzvah, you still say it at the beginning, right? Right. So what's the reason? So he says. Says the reading here that lo chilku v'netilo shel achar. Beis Hakisei. Again, I think I'm right about this. Look, what? Right. So, why? So says Tosfos that it's a low plug. Plug is just Aramaic for Chilku from Achar Beis Hakisei. And the truth is that you don't say Dafka Achar Beis Hakisei. It can be any time your hands are dirty and you're not allowed to make a bracha. It's just a classic case of Achar Beis Hakisei. Many of you should say you say Netilas Yadayim every time you go to the bathroom, so it's very common. It's Netilas Yadayim after. That's say the bracha after Beis Hakisei. Okay, etc. Achar Beis Hakisei, you know, etc. That's one shot. The Maran Halava has a different shot, which is a little dachuk, but I think I know why he says it. Says the Maran Halava. He then says like Tosos, but his first shot, what does he say? He says, it's a low plug from Tvila. Netilas Yadayim and Toveling are the same thing. You know, putting part of your body in water to make it tahar. So it's all a low plug from Tvila. Now, obviously, conceptually, this is a little shvach. Why make a low plug? It's a bracha. One of the old Tvila, one of the old Netilas Yadayim. Obviously, what's the advantage of saying it's a low plug from Tvila? In terms of textually? The Gemara says only one exception, Tvila. How can we have two exceptions? There's one exception, because Netilas Yadayim is part of Tvila, right? And the Me'iri has a third shot. What does the Me'iri say? The Me'iri says, he says, the same shot as beforehand. Really? You should have to wash your hands to say every bracha. After all, even if you're a Stam Yadayim, right? Stam Yadayim, you say a bracha, right? Okay, but it's better to have Tahor Yadayim. After all, Stam Yadayim are Shneels. It's better to say a bracha with tahor hands. But, and after all, for some things you do need tahor hands, right? Tefillah, etc. It's better to say a bracha with tahor hands, but it's not practical. Theoretically, you should have to wash your hands before every bracha. But it's not practical to say every bracha with tahor hands because they're just like, how do you go through your day? Right? Every time I want to eat an apple, I have to tire my hands. That's not practical. The one case is practically makan a bracha with tahor hands, Netilas Yadayim, because you know your hands are about to be tahor. So it's exactly the same svara as over there. theoretically, you should always have Torah hands for a bracha. He's very into Torah, right? Right, we can, right? Theoretically, right? Same story, et cetera. You should have Torah hands for every bracha, et cetera. But it's only practical for the bracha until Shadayim, because otherwise, when you eat an apple, how are we going to make you go wash your hands? That's ridiculous. But for the deal sedayim, when you're about to wash your hands, you might as well wait till afterwards and have tahar hands. Okay, these are the three pshatim I know of. Now, what Yaakov pointed out, though, is how much of an exception is this? Is this a total exception? Or is this just a reason to, you know, to push the envelope a little? After all, is Netilas Lulav an exception to Overlas Yasam? Okay, we'll see. I didn't give him the chorus on Netilas Lulav yet. I'll go a little out for it. Fine, I just want to get some Yisodos today, hopefully. Is Netilas Lulav, did they say, except for Tevilah Netilas Lulav? No, why? It's after you pick it up. The answer is because. Simple shot. Why is Netilas Lulav an exception? You make the bracha after you picked it up. What?
I have no choice.
No, okay. I mean, Tevilah have no choice. Because it's still over Lasi Yosun, because. Didn't Tosa discuss this? Because you still have to do Nanuin. It's not really afterwards. It's really before a very important part. How important? Okay, we'll discuss. Right? So likewise, says Tosos, you know why. It's an interesting question. Why didn't it say except for Tevilah and Tevilah Sedayim? You could say, especially from our Palaba, hang on, ha. Or you could say it's not really an exception. It's not an exception. It's a little of exception. It's not an exception. We say, Rasi Yosan. It's an exception. Then we're so make on a funny kind of over Rasi Yosan. Not over to the whole thing, but over to the important part. Yes. Meaning, you know, at least some other in indirect fashion, because that's why some people, it's more yeshiva is to do the bracha right before challah. So the bracha will also go on the Nanuim. The more Hasidish minhag is to do the bracha in the sukkah, al pi the ari, that sukkah is bevchinas mikdash, and the lulav is bevchinas karban, both of which have roots in Rishonim and in Nigla, and you bring the karban and the mikdash, obviously, and those are yeshivish, and Hasidic clap and make a break between Chazaras Hashatz, or between Shir Shal Yom, and Hallel to go to the Shul Sukkah and make the rat and then come back for Hallel. Okay, it's hard to be yeshivish and Hasidish. What? What? Horva, okay. I'm not a veteran. Okay, Viker. Anyway, let's go. That would make a lot of sense, basically. Okay, Viker. Now, here we have an interesting hakira, by the way, which is, yes, lachkart, is it a real exception? Or let's say better. Is Netilas Shadayim, obviously only according to Tosos and the minhag of nowadays, right? Is it really an exception that's la'achar asiyaso, and then you have to say it's the chlau tefila, otherwise why would you more leave it out? Or is it really not an exception? It's really just pushing the envelope a little. Really, it's just a, a nuance. It's nuance. It's over la'asiyaso of Nigov, and how important is Nigov? At least as important as, even more important than the Nigov is more important than the Nanuim. Why? Because as important as Nanuim are, Sachakol, they're not Ma'akiv. Nigov is Ma'akiv, right? If you do Tilsenag without Nigov, you're not able to say all, you're eating left Tame, etc. So, this is not 100% clear. Tosu says, Mi'u b'ntili ish tam achir, right? So, here is the, Tam Acher of Tosos, and here the Miu Bin Til Yish Tam Acher, and Chim Til Sudayim Lo Chilku. Okay, the beginning of Tosos sounds like first he sounds like it's just an exception. Then he says, no, it's Tam Acher. Here's the interesting question. I mean, they're both true. What's the Iker reason? Is really an exception? And then we throw in, okay, maybe there's a Tam Acher. Or is really we're so much on the time after. What's a nafkamina? There's a trend is nafkamina. Nafkamina is something that is maisim choyom. What's a nafkamina? Can I talk in between washing and saying the bracha before niguf? Can I talk in between washing and saying the bracha before niguf? If really the bracha is going on the niguf, then I can talk before saying the bracha, because the bracha is going on the niguf, not the washing. If the bracha is really achar siyasan on the washing, then I shouldn't talk because I don't want to be masu from the washing. So that's a nafkamina. This is discussed by the Achronim. Nafkamina. Talk between netila and bracha. If it's really an exception, then it should be also to talk. Yeah, it's achar siyasan, but I can't be mafzit. If it's really not an exception, no. The washing is not important. The nikuv, that's important. Then it should be mutter to talk after a wash before the bracha, because I'm still doing it over la siyasan on the nikuv. The other nafkamina should be, what if... what if I use a revius? What's the name to use a revius? I know they quote in the dirshu there, but Yosha want to get out of this. What if I use a revius of water? Do I have to dry my hands? Or not? Because there's no tummy water on my hands. So what if I use a revius of water? Then I don't have to dry my hands. So then what should I do if I use a revius? Nowadays, most people use a revius, no? We have a lot of water. We have running water. So if I use a revius water, if it's an exception, I should still do bracha achar netila. If they really, I'm really only somech on the nikov, then the nikov's not a mitzvah now. I might be doing the nikov just because I like dry hands. It's very nice for aesthetically. My mother always told me to dry my hands. It's neater that way, but that's not part of the halachic mitzvah. Then you should have to do the bracha koden netila. Okay, this Hashtus, this shows that people are wrong nowadays. What do people do nowadays? I've seen what most people do. They wash their revius of water, and then they make a bracha afterwards. Machara, they're so mechad that it's not really, a nigo is not the main point. That's just an additional point. The main point is achar asiyasa. But then they talk between washing and the bracha. And then that's nishtahin and nishtahair, right? If you're talking to washing the bracha, so you're so mechad, the bracha is really going on the nigo. But if you use the revius, then you don't need nigov. So half of the bracha be going on the nigov. So pashtus, that people are just wrong when they do that nowadays. That really, since we're not sure, whether the real point is that it's over las yes in the nigov, or that was just something Tosus threw in the yes or the ace to sweeten it up a little. But the main point is that it's achar siyasan. We're not sure if the ikar din is achar siyasan. The ikar din is over the nigov. Then, misafik, you shouldn't talk between the bracha and the nigov, and you shouldn't talk between the tila and the bracha, because maybe it's going on the tila afterwards, maybe it's going on the nigov beforehand. And for sure, if you use a revius, and the nigov's not even a mitzvah, then pashit, you shouldn't talk between being the tila and the bracha, because the nigov's not a mitzvah, so the bracha's only going on the netila, achrasi yasa. And the chora, we don't need this extra reason of tosos, that was just an extra thing thrown in. And therefore, okay, so we learned something about Lecha Maisa now. That right, Ben Narsh's pet peeve is that people should not talk between washing and saying the bracha, even though no one listens to him.
Are there any reason to do something similar to
the you're asking the right. You're asking the right question. No, he's asking, is there anyone who doesn't mention it? No, how would that help? I mean, if they didn't mention the part about Lechem Tameh, then Pasha, you're not allowed to talk between washing and the bracha. So that's absent.
No, I'm saying people who think that the nigov is part of the mitzvah, they don't think it's necessarily tied to whether or not.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. You could look. The truth is, look in the Dirshu. They quote that people try to justify the practice with a smart like that. Look in the
Dirshu. Rabbi, what you're not coming in?
Uh-huh.
Would you're not coming to be true according to the Bahag that the Rosh quotes in Hulin?
Interesting. The Bahag says you're not allowed to make a bracha on the myth. First of all, the Bahag doesn't say anything. He just says a psak. But the way the Rosh explains the Baha'i, you're not allowed to make a bracha in the middle of a mitzvah. So according to the Baha'i, then this whole thing wouldn't work out, because if really the nigov is part of the mitzvah, the worst time should be in the middle of the mitzvah. So this whole thing is the Loki Baha'i. L'chora, the answer is we're not even choshesh for the Mahag at all. Correct. The Torah Mahag, this whole thing wouldn't work out. Okay. Now, let us go on to a more fundamental question. Yes, someone told me that.
We can't hear. Can anybody hear?
No.
Sorry. No. Now you can hear me. Sorry. It automatically mutes me when my internet goes down and back up. I don't know why. Okay. The question is, why is Kol HaMitzvos Mochelim over Las Yosan? That is, which really is a corollary of the question of why do you make a bracha on mitzvos? So why do you make a bracha on mitzvos? Obviously, on some level, right? Let's be honest with ourselves. The bracha says, Baruch Adah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, blessed are you Hashem, Hashem Kedushan, Zos Zivanu, because you sanctified us. V'tzivanu al mitzvazach, you know, al mitzvah plomis. Clearly, we're thanking Hashem for giving us the mitzvot. That's the pshat level. I mean, no one's going to say we're not thanking Hashem for giving us mitzvot. That's what the words say, right? That's also a Furish Gemara on the topic of Heim Beis Sefer Pesachim. It says, "Birkas mitzvot my taima." Why is there only one Baruch Hashem? Mishum Hodah, because it's just a simple Hodah. Okay, obviously, Birkas mitzvot Hodah. The topic of Heim and Aleph says Birkas mitzvot Hodah. I didn't put them, of course, because we know it's Hodah. The question is, obviously it's a hodah. Everything is being molded or shem. The question is, what role does it play, if any, over and above a hodah? Sometimes we're molded to Hashem and the point is just to thank Hashem. Sometimes we're molded to Hashem and the point is to do more than just thank Hashem. Right? For example, the Kiddush is a bracha. And what are we doing in Kiddush? If you read the text, we're thanking Hashem. Hashem, for some souls of Ratzavan, of Shabbos, Kutchel, Be'avar, Ratzon, Him, Kaltanim. Right? Thank you so much, Hashem. But obviously, the purpose of Kiddush is not just to thank Hashem for the Hilul Shabbos. The purpose of Kiddush is to even Kaddish the Shabbos. Right? Zachreu, Bekinisaso, etc. Right? So all brachos thank Hashem. The Hakira isn't whether the bracha thanks Hashem or not. That's the Gemara Kofei Ben Aleph. Birksa mitzvahs my time, Yishim Bodahi. And that's obvious. The question is, what's the halachic function of this bracha? Because all brachas, you have to ask, are they just thanking Hashem, which is good enough? For us, after all, we're called Yehudim, because we thank Hashem. Or are they also accomplishing something else? And this is a cure for every kind of bracha. You know, you want to ask the exact same question. You know, when we have Shever brachos, are they just to thank Hashem? Or are they also to be Mesanechas and Mekala? Right? Et cetera, et cetera. What's the main point of this? Obviously, it's to thank Hashem. But is there some other important function to halachically to this bracha? So that's the question we really have to ask ourselves. What's the nature of... of the Birkas HaMitzvos. And here, I think we should start with the Ritva. Says the Ritva. Let's not start with Ritva. Let's start with the. Let's ask ourselves a question. Okay. Birkas HaMitzvos. Is it pure Shevach V'Hodah? We're thanking Hashem. Mitzvos are great. Mitzvos are amazing. We're thanking Hashem. Or does it have some other role? What other role might it have? Right? Helping you be miscaving to the mitzvah. After all, someone bring me a proof that it's a good thing to say something to help you miscaving to the mitzvah. That's a good story. You should say something to help you miscaving to the mitzvah. Anyone have a good proof for that? What? L'shem Yichud, or even a better proof. What if you don't say L'shem Yichud? What do you say? Right? Meaning, obviously, it's just common sense that the focus on the mitzvah is a good thing. Says the Ritva here. Kasva Ritva, Tam Zesha Amru Chazal, Levar Chalamitzvah, Over Lasi Yosan. Kadeshi is Kadesh Tchila Bebracha. So you should first be a Kadesh. You know, people do mitzvos. Okay, here is a sad reflection on modern day Judaism. By modern day, I think, at least probably 1,000 years. Maybe probably a lot more than that, is that, you know, we do our mitzvahs like mitzvah nashim u'mata. It's part of our culture, part of our lifestyle, you know, you're used to doing this thing, it's social, whatever, like, people don't, I mean, special people, most people, they don't focus properly on the mitzvahs, they don't appreciate the mitzvahs. So what does Chazal do? We're miskadesh first with a bracha. The egal of Yodiyah show also something mitzvah bracha. You show that you're doing the mitzvah Hashem. This is not a culture. This is not a routine. This is not a habit. This is I'm being miskadesh myself because I'm doing it because of a mitzvah Hashem, not just stop. Okay, unfortunately, what happened is that Chazal tried their best. Unfortunately, we live in a door where people do the mitzvahs like mitzvah nashim u'mada. So Chazal, we're talking to bracha first. They say the bracha like mitzvah nashim u'mada. Right? That's not right. What did someone tell me a funny story? They once made a movie about, the movie was about a from guy, whatever, in Israel. There are a lot of movies are from people. They had a secular actor and they trained him all the from things. And one scene, he was eating something. He took an apple and says, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, bori pri ha'etz. He said, cut. You've just shown that you're a chiloni. Let me show you how from people do it. Right. And he ate it. True story. Obviously, negative morality lesson. But Chazal tried their best, right? It worked for some of us. That your shmiras kind of shchila, it helps you focus on the mitzvah. It enhances the mitzvah. It's not just thanking Hashem for the mitzvah. Thanking Hashem for the mitzvah doesn't enhance the mitzvah, right? If I say I thank Hashem for the Yom HaGadol, it doesn't change the Yom HaGadol. It's the same Yom HaGadol. I'm just thanking Hashem. I'll be pashtos. I know you could be more, psychologically mystical than this. I'll be pashtos. When I eat a sandwich, it's the same sandwich, even if I bench. I'm just thanking Hashem. Right? And so, too, for most of the things we thank Hashem for, it's the same thing. It's just we have to thank Hashem. So is it the same mitzvah we thank Hashem? Or no, we're enhancing the mitzvah. Because you could do the mitzvah without kavanah, without the kedusha, without knowing you're doing it for Hashem, that remembering you're doing it for Hashem. Here, Hashem, your son, so since Ivano, I know why I'm doing it and what I'm doing and how special and holy it is. That's the first day in the Ritva, and that's in the famous Nod Yehuda. This is not just a famous Nod Yehuda, this is an infamous Nod Yehuda. Why is it an infamous Nod Yehuda? I didn't have a chutzpah to put the infamous part in the Makoros. Why is this an infamous Nod Yehuda?
Exactly.
That's not what it says in Micha. This Nodri Huda's. What was the topic of this Nodri Huda? Someone wrote in to him to be Mavare, the proper Nusach for the Shem Yichud Kutcher Brechel. And the Nodri Huda wrote back, said, until you ask me, before you ask me the proper reason of shame, you have to ask me what's more to say at all. He says, Midori Doros, our ancestors, and the Tanaim, and the Amorim, and the Rishonim, and the Achronim, they all did mitzvahs al shem yichud kachibrecho. They all just learned Torah and did mitzvahs, didn't have any fancy things, and they were a lot firmer than our generation, and the worst thing that anyone did is start bringing the shem yichud kachibrecho. And the Midori Yehuda then says, ah, but if you'll time it to me, he says, yeah, all of this mystical, now, don't get me wrong here. Not that Rabbi Yehuda was anti-Kabbalah. He was just an anti-popularization of Kabbalah. Rabbi Yehuda brought all the quotes of Hasidim, of Hasidus, were from Kabbalah. They just held that if you need Kabbalah and that, you know, if you don't learn Kabbalah, then it's very holy sodos about Hashem and his tongue. If you need Kabbalah and you let every wagner learn Kabbalah, then it's just silliness at best and fira at worst, right? The shame you feel that you breakfast shame day, right? What happens? Where you every mitzvah, I declare that Hashem fell apart and you could breakfast was not occupied with the shame, but when I do this mitzvah, I'm going to help you back together again. For our comfort. And then it was said, all this is doubt, all this is true, but you can't just say it's stop. You have to be on a madriga to appreciate this. Okay, that's what I'm personally not good. Not since she Rechu. I'm on the madriga where I'm calling Hashem Humpty Dumpty if I say it. Other people are on the madriga where they're talking about very high solos. Okay, not my madriga. So I follow Nobi Huda. But what does he say? Says the guy said, but shouldn't you be miskabing for the mitzvah? So says Nobi Huda, once we're leaving mysticism, you just want to be miskabing for the mitzvah. He says, for sure. Shouldn't you have a kesher amos with deeper machshava b'maisa? Shouldn't you have a machshava behind your maisa? He says, avada. He says, what do you think? You need a chassidim to figure that out? I'm just going to $7 smart on the chassidim. They figured it out. And they said that they put everything there. Every mitzvah that is a bracha lefanav, ain't sarach lo mishum darum lemen erach ha-bracha. Right? Ha-bracha is oris ha-deeper machshava. The bracha is misorer. You to have machshava in your mitzvah. He could have quoted a ritva. I don't know if he had copied the ritva. I'm sucking. It was somewhat an obscure work. But he's saying he can't do like the Ritva. And then when I say, what if there's something without a bracha? He says, there's not a bracha. Say, hinni mukhanam zuman. Right? Like the Mesnagim say, sometimes with without a bracha. But don't say the shingi. Okay, but what's the point for us? It's an interesting historical statement. What's the point for us? He says, the purpose that has the reason why I'm saying this dole we're talking the bracha is not to thank Hashem. But because your machshava on the focus, your machshava on the mitzvah, the chassam sofer here in the Gemara says the same thing. That's the real reason I brought the chassam sofer is because what he says, he quotes from Kuzari. I couldn't find this in the Kuzari. I found similar things in the Kuzari. I couldn't find mamish this in the Kuzari. I don't know if he meant it was in the Kuzari and I missed it, or he meant it based on the Kuzari. But what is the chassam sofer? He says it's never pashut. He says before the Kuzari, tama brachia hachana lasiyas mitzvah kavol sakdusha hi al derashu sifa mukubal matalomor harini mizamein. Okay, it's like what the Gaul do, but before they did that, it's a way to mekabel kedusha and do a bracha, do a mitzvah with kedusha. And that's why he says you need the three pshatin. Teacher, you need kedusha to do a kadosh thing, like Hashem with them. You need kedusha to get rid of evil, like vayavar sakushi, and that's your chametz, getting rid of evil. You even need kedusha to compromise with evil, like the whole of our. Okay, but what's the point? The point is that you might say that no, it is fulfilling a certain role, right? What do you say? No, it has a specific function. What is its specific function? Such as what the Nobi Yehuda and the Ritva and the Chassam Sofer say, and I mean, you find lots of Achronim. It says to focus and Kedusha, to sanctify yourself and focus on the mitzvah. Okay, so that is now all of a sudden we have a big Chakira. La'anias dati, I think if we go back to the Gemara, how many opinions are there? Here, I'm asking a trick question. How many opinions are there in the Amoraim about what the source for the meaning of over is? How many Amoraim talk? Two. So I can be a little less than doing the sum sofer. There's a difference between Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak and Abaye. What's the difference between Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak and Abaye? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is over. What does over mean? Like Achimatz was over the Kushi. Right? Hopefully we remember our Tanakh, what happened. There were two people who were going to deliver news, right? Like Marathon, right? Two people are going to deliver news that they thought was good news of Absalom's death to David HaMelech, Akushi, and Achimaatz. And Achimaatz ran so fast that he came first. Okay, what's the relationship between the Kushi and Achimaatz in this story? Are they two different contenders, or are they working together? Are they working together, or are they competing? What? They're competing, right? One person needs to deliver the news. The Kushi wants to be first, and Achimaatz wants to be first. And Achimaatz, he's a little clueless. We're not getting into the story now. He was first, meaning there are two different things. The question is, who comes first? Okay, let's go to the next one. Let's go to Abaye. Abaye says, "V'hu Avra lefneim." Yaakov went before his family. Why did Yaakov go before his family? So sideline his family so that they wouldn't be there and only he would. Yaakov went before his family because he was leading them and protecting them. He was the leader. Vayavar Malkam lefneim Hashem Barusha. I'm putting both Abayas together. All right, assuming Abaye is one unified Shita. Vayavar Malkam. When a king goes before the people, what's he doing? He's leading and giving direction to the people. When Yaakov goes before his family, what's he doing? He's leading his family. They're together. They're a group. But a leader directs the group. That's Abaye. Rav Nachman Yitzchak is two separate things. One of them has to come first and win, and the other one comes second and loses. I think that's exactly this Chakira. According to Abaye, what's the point of Over La'asiyasan? I have to have a leader, to have someone give direction. Over means the what leads and gives direction and is in charge of what's coming next. That means it's helping give kavana to the mitzvah. However, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, no. What Over La'asiyasan means, it's something separate from what's coming next. There's two competing things. One has to win and be first, and one has to come not lose. One has to be first place, one has to be second place. What's first place and what's second place? What comes? There's two different things. A, I'm doing b'digas chametz, right? Which is a big mitzvah to get rid of chametz. B, I'm praising Hashem, which is a big mitzvah praising Hashem. Two separate things. A, I'm building a makkah so that people don't die. And B, I'm praising Hashem. Shek Hashem Sosa Tivanu, Alasiyas Makkah. Okay, so two things. One has to win first prize. One has to win second prize. Who gets the gold medal? Who gets the silver medal? The answer is, Over La'asiyasan, the bracha comes first. Why would the bracha come first if it seems to be the mitzvah is more important than the bracha? So this, we go to the second day of the Ritva. V'od, what's the second day of the Ritva? Ki ha-brachas may avodas ha-nefesh, v'roi la-haktam, avodas ha-nefesh, l'maisesh, avodas ha-gof. That brachos are really holier than mitzvahs, even though we would think the mitzvah is the ikar, the bracha is the tafel. We only say the bracha is the mitzvah. But it turned out brachos are holier than mitzvahs, because I do b'dikas chametz with my gof. And I do brachos with my nefesh, right? Brachos are with my nefesh, avodas ha-nefesh, building a makkah and putting up a mezuzah, and doing b'dikas chametz is avodas ha-gof, and avodas ha-nefesh is greater than avodas ha-gof. So they're two separate things. I understand they're obviously related. One comes because of the other. But they're two separate goals. Within these two separate goals, one has to come first, one has to come second. The answer is the bracha comes first. That's by Yavar Es HaKushi. So if we were to ask now, let's say, Over La'asiyasan, Birkas HaMitzvahs, Over La'asiyasan. Why Over La'asiyasan? So it could be, you could say, in terms of the drasha, here is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. They are two separate kiyumim. But we have to know who's first, who's second. The answer is Achimaatz beat the Kushi. Or we say, no, this is Abaye. Abaye, the bracha directs the mitzvah. That's why it's first. It's not first because it's first. It's first because it's directing what comes afterwards. And that, of course, gets into the obvious question of what's the reason for overlasiyasan. What's the reason for overlasiyasan? So here it's very poshut. What's the reason for overlasiyasan? This is the Ritva in his first Deya and the Noam Yehuda and the Chassam Sofer, and I'm sure you'll find many others, say, to direct, you know, or to enhance the mitzvah. If you want to enhance the mitzvah, you have to do something first to enhance the mitzvah. It's too late afterwards. Right? Afterwards, too late to enhance the mitzvah. If you want to enhance the mitzvah, you have to do it first. What if you hold this pure Shevach Hodah? It's not enhancing the mitzvah. So why give Shevach Hodah beforehand? After all, what are some classic miracles Shevach Hodah? Right, remember the Rambam says there are three kinds of brachos. There's the brachos on food and the brachos on mitzvahs. The brachos that are pure Shevach Hodah. The brachos that are pure Shevach Hodah, we always say them when? After you see the Amagadol, after you see the rainbow, after you hear good news, etc. And even, what's the most classic of Shevach Hodah in the Torah? In the Torah, it's a good clue. Birkat HaMazon. Birkat HaMazon is after. I know me Rabbanan this before. Okay, but Birkat HaMazon. So why not after? I mean, here it's a good kasha, right? You would think after, right? You would think that it should be after. So here, the Ritva, in his second answer, gives us a possible hesder. He says, yeah, you might have a sore after, but I have a better sore for before. Avodas HaNefesh comes before Avodas HaGuf. Okay. Avodas HaNefesh versus Avodas HaGuf. Can anyone think of a different svar why to say it beforehand? Let's say it's pure Shevach. You're not trying to enhance the mitzvah. You're just trying to thank Hashem. So why thank Hashem?
Shema Aretz Imloa.
What?
Shema Aretz Imloa.
What do you mean? In Birkat Hanani, you say it beforehand because the world belongs to Hashem. Here it gets a little trickier, though, to me. Mitzvahs belong to Hashem? Like, until we say a bracha and get them? I mean, maybe, but let's just see something from the Korah, else from the Korah sheet. Yeah, what does Sefer HaChinuch say? Yeah, what does Sefer HaChinuch very good at? Which subject in college is he very good at? Psychology, no? He's always good at psychology. Doesn't he always have the best psychological heuros in the Sefer HaChinuch? Okay, also religion, fine. That's everyone, that we learn. But what does he say? He says psychology. He says the difference between the Nefesh HaBamis and the Nefesh HaSichlis, or however exactly he calls it, he says, very, very posh, he says, physical gashmi, your gashmi is the animal self, when do you appreciate things? After you ate them. Therefore, the ikar in the Doraisis Birkas HaMazon, it's only a Drabbanan say a bracha beforehand. But that's because they're physical things. However, when it comes to agav, whatever, okay, there's a very interesting Kuzari here, which is a bit of a tangent. I just have to mention what the Kuzari does say. He says it's very fascinating, which is, on so many levels, fascinating. We're not going to analyze it now, but it's just an interesting thing about philosophically. He says, you know why you make a bracha before you eat? He says, because naturally, you would only appreciate it after you eat, and not necessarily so much before you eat. And then, but after you eat, you already ate it. And so, like, it's not a big deal. He says, adrabah. He says, if you appreciate it, stop and appreciate it before you eat, the eating becomes so much more delicious. Your nen is so much more from olam hazeh when you make a bracha beforehand. Very fascinating. I mean, he doesn't say that's all there is. But okay, but that's an interesting question. And then normally we think the Bali Yosef tell us to minimize our enough from olam hazeh. He says, no, when you say word for eats first, your nen is more from the apple. If you say Eberi first afterwards, it doesn't help you be net of the apple. Okay, fascinating, but not for us now. Anyway, what does the Chinuch say here? Says the Chinuch, yeah, the Chelek of Ahami is only Makar Tova Akre Hergesh. But when it comes to, he starts with Birkas HaTorah, Chelek HaSeichel, the Seichel Adraba, the Seichel recognizing how good something is before you do it. Gashmis, you only recognize how good it is afterwards. But Sichlius, you recognize how good before it is. That's why you say bracha Torah beforehand, midoraisa. And then he adds, and midrabanan, you say a bracha on to thank Hashem. I'll call it Tovah Shek Malan about Sina Mitzvos or Yikaros. It's so good to have these beautiful mitzvos. And why over Las Yasan? Like I said, by Kriyas HaTorah, because some things you appreciate afterwards, and some things you appreciate beforehand. You appreciate Gashmias afterwards, and you appreciate Bar Sichlian beforehand. Okay. That actually makes a lot of sense. If something's just how my stomach feels, I feel it afterwards. But if something is not how my stomach feels, I mean, it doesn't make any goshmiest difference to me now that I do chauffeur or etc. It's just thinking about how wonderful it is to do and how deep this is. I appreciate how deep it is more beforehand when I'm about to do it. I really appreciate the depth of it. If it's an abstract good and not a concrete good, you appreciate abstract goods beforehand and concrete goods afterwards. Okay, so that's another explanation you can give. You could say the Sefer HaChinuch. He says no. He says that you appreciate the tovos haseichel more beforehand, even though you appreciate tovos haguf more afterwards. Okay, so there are good reasons why it would be over las yasin. Basically, we have three explanations why it would be over las yasin so far. The Ritva at its first explanation, lots of achronim say to enhance the mitzvah. Or no, it's not for enhancing the mitzvah, it's just thanking Hashem. So why beforehand? Either Zabos Nefesh comes before Buddhist Haguf, or because the Tovas HaSeichel are appreciated more beforehand. Now here, the Rav is medayik something else. I'm not sure, you have to decide for yourself if this is correct. But it's not just the Rav. You know, when growing up, I always thought it was just the Rav. Sometimes you think things are just the Rav, and then you realize, no, it's quite a few achronim here. You know, I'm sure it's more than I can find. Meaning, I don't know every Sefer Baal Peh. But what does the Rav say? He makes a diuk in the Rambam. Says the Rambam. He introduces Hilchos Brachos, different kinds of brachos. First says it's Doraisa to make Birkos HaMazon. Okay, Midrabanan to make Birkos HaNanin before food. And Kalanen of Lobracha Ma'alin. It's Be'ilah if you don't say it. And okay, then he says, etc. And Kishem Shmevorkin al Hanoya, Kach Mevorkin kol Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Chakra Yasosa. Just like you make a bracha on Hana, on food and smell, you make a bracha on each mitzvah before you do it. Ubrachos, then he adds brachos, Rabbos, Tiknacham, Der Shevach, Vodoyev, Der Bakoshek, the Liskos of Word, Tomin, Official Nen of Lawsa Mitzvah. And then there are other ones that are just Shevach Odah, and I do remember Hashem all the time. Nimtu kol brachos shosha mina birkos hanoya, mitzvos, and birkos hodah. Okay, so birkos hodah is just to always remember and thank Hashem. Birkos hamitzvos seems to be different than that. What does the Rambam compare it to? He compares birkos hamitzvos to birkos hanoa and not to birkos shevach hodah. He says, just like, why? Because it's over las yasad. Just like you make a bracha before your nana, you make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. What does he mean by that? What does he mean by that, just like? Now, of course, you could have said, just like. He's talking about chronologically. Some things are before, some things are after. He's not telling you why. But what's the Rav's diuk? What?
Actually the same.
In what way? Are they the same? They are?
Matir. A matir.
Right? Says the Rav. What did the Rav say beforehand? Kol anena blo bracha ma. What's the purpose of bracha mishona? This itself is a chakira. Purpose of bracha mishona is a matir. Right, it's usher to eat until you thank Hashem. Someone said Hashem or Tzimloma. Says the Rav, a big finish. Birkos HaNanin is a matir. Likewise, Birkos HaMitzvah is a matir. It's usher to do a mitzvah until you say a bracha. That's the Rav's diuk from the Rambam, and it's not only the Rav's diuk from the Rambam. Rav Yosef Engel in the Sefer Lekach Tov says the exact same thing. Right, Lekach Tov says the exact same thing. Rav Yosef Engel, okay, he was, you know, not a contemporary of the Rav, but, you know, same century. He says the exact same, the exact same Vart, and he bases it not on the Rambam, but on the Tosefta. There's a funny Tosefta, right? He's not the only one. The Chasdei David said it even a little beforehand. Chasdei David is Rav David Pardo, same as the, Tehila the David, if I'm not mistaken, on Shulchan Aruch, that you might have seen quoted sometimes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Correct. Rav Yosef, who explains the 3 hours, etc. What did the Tosefta say? It's a funny Tosefta. The Tosefta says that you can't be Nana from Olam Hazeh. It's a funny Tosefta. Tosefta says, Hananim and Olam Hazeh klum below bracha ma'al achi atiru lo kala mitzvos. If you're Nana without a bracha, it's me'ila. Okay, so far, it's just what we all know from the Gemara. Achi atiru lo kala mitzvos. something that Yatiru lo kol mitzvos. It's very unclear what this Tosefta means. Especially, is kol mitzvos the subject or object of Yatiru lo? Right? I think the simple shot is kol mitzvos the subject. That you can't be nen until all the mitzvos are matter for you. Maybe you can't really be matter from all the mitzvos until you do mitzvos. Okay, but the Chasdei Dovid and Rabbi Yosef Engel read kol mitzvos as the object, not the subject. You can't do mitzvos until you're matter those mitzvos. How are you matter those mitzvos? Kol nenev lo bracha mal. Actually, not only food, actually, two lo kol mitzvos, until the brachas are matter, brachas being the subject, are matter all the mitzvos. Morty, you sent out a Chasdei David, but it doesn't say what it said in my Chasdei David, so I'm not sure. But in any case, in my Chasdei David, the Holy Shas,
because you have a kitzur. The one in the back of the Gemara is the kitzur of the longer one.
Aha, interesting. Aha, okay. So I have to imagine that because...
And Professor Lieberman used the longer one.
Aha, okay. So maybe this is a different version of Chasdei David, I have to look it up. He says the other pshat. No, you can't eat until you do mitzvahs. Okay, why? Because many foods you need to do mitzvahs first, like a chicken peya and truos maizos, a lot of mitzvahs you need to do before you eat. Meaning, you need two things to be matter eating, brachas and mitzvahs. But the way the Chasdei David and the Vilna Shas says, and the way Yosef Engel says, no, not you need two things to be matter food. Brachas are matter two things, food and kol mitzvahs. Okay, so you see you need brachas to be matter mitzvahs, just like you need brachas to be matter food. So maybe, and then it's obvious why it's over lasiyasa, because a matter needs to come before you. You can't be matter something whether you already did it. Silly to be matter something you did in Avera, right? As the Gemara says in Brachos. Okay, I know there's a funny answer about this. The Gemara says in Brachos, if you ate without a bracha, you should go to a chacham and he'll tell you which bracha to make. You say, what does help? You're ready to be ila. You can't be matter now. He said, no, it means go to a chacham before you eat and he'll teach you how to make brachos. Okay, but we see it's too late to fix it. So maybe it is a matir. Here we say, maybe it is a matir. This is what the Rav says. Based on the Rambam, and what at least the Chasdei David and the Vilna Shas, I have to check if there's a skew between the long and short version of the Chasdei David, I don't know what to do about that. But at least the Chasdei David that's printed in my Vilna Shas. And if not, the Chasdei David reveals an angle in the Lech HaTov. Al-P, the Tosefta, say that it is a matter. If it's a matter, then it's obvious, right? Pashat, right? You need the matter before you do an Avera. It's also to do a mitzvah without the matter. You need to be matter you, and that obviously needs to be over la'asiyasa. I would affiliate this probably more with Abaye, meaning it's not two separate things. It's two related things. One allows the other to happen. The king allows the people to follow him, and Yaakov made room for his parents to follow him. This would fit more. With Abaye, it is a matter. I want to analyze the matter a little more. I'll analyze the matter now. Here,
Rebbe, what I did send out, there is an interesting line there, though, that's really saying that. And right before the lo yirchatz, kol devarim meni kanu lo ad shikayim hamitzvos shetolu ibozeh.
Right, but I'm saying that's the opposite. That's saying until you do mitzvos, you can't eat food. It's not saying you need to do something to matter the mitzvos. It's saying mitzvos are matter food. Your food's not yours until you do the mitzvos with it. Okay, that's fascinating, but it's nothing to do with the Rav Yosef Engel's pshat right here. Now, let me just point out that when it comes to this matir, you have to have an explanation. Why do you need to be matir mitzvos? Right? It's more obvious why you need to be matir food. After all, Hashem or Tumaloa. Everything belongs to Hashem. And you wish to take it, it only gives you permission to take it if you ask nicely. And you acknowledge where it came from. So this obviously is a matter. It's Gezel and Me'ilah. Why do you need a matter for mitzvos? It's a chiddush. You would think you don't need a matter for mitzvos. To the point that food is your benefiting from Hashem's stuff. You can't benefit from Hashem's stuff without permission. Mitzvah, Hashem told you what to do. If I'm doing what Hashem told me what to do, why do I need a matter? Hashem told me to do it. It's not for my benefit. Hashem told me to do it. Why do you need a matir? What's the svara of needing a matir for mitzvos, if you hold from this shot?
Who are you
to do mitzvah? To do mitzvah?
What?
Who are we to do mitzvos?
Okay, interesting. Who are we to do mitzvos? Let me come back to that. Anyone know?
There's a ritva in the beginning of the Nedarim, where he talks about why all the Nedarim have to be hadpasa, and he says, who are we to make something mutar or aser? Only because the Torah allows us to be matpis.
Okay, interesting. I like the direction everyone's going. I expected first you to say things that were in the Makoro sheet. What does the... So let's see what the Lekach Tov says. The Rav never explicitly says why you need a matir. If you look, he never explicitly says it, although I have my suspicions. And my suspicions are that he's similar to the Lekach Tov. But what does the Lekach Tov say? I will read you the Lashon of the Lekach Tov, Rabosai. He says, you know why you need a matir for mitzvos? There's an agashmi, there's an aruchnis. It's shmak to do mitzvos. It's an aruchnis. Just like you need a matzah for an agashmis, you need a matzah for the aruchnis of the mitzvos.
Isn't that the Ramban you gave us?
Isn't
that the Ramban?
That is exactly the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvot. The truth is, I'm not sure if we're 100% sure if that sefer is really from the Ramban or not, but it doesn't matter. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, mitzvos are tremendous ruchnias. There's oneg ha-nefesh. And just like, he doesn't say matir. The reason why I didn't put it prominently is because he doesn't say it's a matir at all. He just says, you know why you make a bracha? He says, hana'a ruchnis. Like it says, and just like achila, so too mitzvos. Right. So again, the Ramban doesn't say matir. I didn't want you to think the Ramban says matir, but the Ramban says you make a bracha for hanah nafshis, spiritual hanah, and that's what Chasdei David says in the Golos Shas. I don't have a Golos Shas here. I don't think I have a Tosefta in the. I have a Tosefta in the Mini Shas. Okay. Let's see what it says here in this Chasdei David. Not that it means anything necessarily, but in this Chasdei David, it says, nearly the Hachi Pirusho. Ki Amar Lashem Arzum Lov, Lachim Asul Lehanis Mina Arzul Obracha, Kinesh Lekabol Bakachim, Bakacha Bracha Podman Hektish, Umosif Od, Ki Godel Kocha Bracha Shogam Bechetzi Shamayim. Okay, so the truth is he doesn't say that. He says you need it to be mishtamish because kachim, just like kachim talim, which is the physical things that he created. In bracha verse, he doesn't say how not. Fair. So what's the svara? Let me just ask, what's the svara of Very simple question. Why do you need a matir? You wouldn't have thought you need a matir. It's a chiddush you need a matir. Why do you need a matir? So one answer is what the Lekach Tov says, and this is Alpi the Ramban in the Sefer Emuna Ubitachon. He says, for hana'a ruchamit, not like a matter before your nana. Physically, you need a matter before your nana spiritually. Okay. And I think that might come out of the Lashon Chassid over here, before you mishtamish, because she kachim. The Lashon mishtamish, I think, also sounds like hana. You know, but he doesn't use the word hana, he used the word mishtamish. Right? Maybe in the Chassid David, he used the word mishtamish, not nana. Okay, but he's However, I think there might be another shot. Now, someone said this other shot. Here's the interesting question. Anias Daiti, I want to say a different shot. I think the Rav really might have read the Lekach Tov, Taka, if you put a few Ravs together. But I want to say a different shot, which is some of the things that we've been saying here. And I think this shot is very important to Yisod Judaism, is that what are mitzvos all about? Right? if you would go out to the broader world out there, you know, what are mitzvahs all about? Your spiritual practices. In the broader world, I don't mean all the different yeshivas in Yerushalayim. I mean the, you know, American Jewish community, whatever. Mitzvahs are spiritual practices. If you go out to the outside world nowadays, right, what are mitzvahs all about? Their spiritual practices. What are there so we can feel spiritual, so that we could, you know, feel transcendent, so that we can grow, etc. All those things are true. I mean, we're supposed to do all those things. But in Judaism, what is a mitzvah, first and foremost? It's a commandment, right? The word mitzvah is not a good deed. It doesn't practice. The mitzvahs are good deeds, no doubt. No one thinks mitzvahs are bad deeds. And mitzvahs are spiritual practices. No one thinks mitzvahs are physical practices. But that's what they also are. But they are commandments. And I think this might be a big issue, is who are we, right? A few people mentioned this idea. Who are we to start serving Hashem, to start connecting to God through our spiritual practices, etc.? Right? Meaning, first of all, what's the chutzpah? What right do we have to come before Hashem? What right do we have to think that we can spiritually connect to Hashem after all? Right? Right? Open up a Morning Hufin. Can we really connect to Hashem? Right? Hashem is beyond everything. What chutzpah do we have to try to connect to Hashem? Okay, close your Morning Hufin. Open your Nefesh HaChaim / Tanya. Sick Nefesh HaChaim. Since we want to keep the Yehuda company. And what's the answer? The answer is, what right do we have to serve Hashem, to connect to Hashem, to transcend this physical world, to be spiritual, etc.? What's the only right we have?
Talmud Torah.
God told us to. We don't have a right. We have an obligation. Right? We're not a religion of rights. We're a religion of obligations. And I think that's a yesod, meaning we have no, it's not a matter of spiritual hadara. We have no right to connect to Hashem on our own initiative. That's called nadav navihu. Bimikra hatov and chicha egel, you know, bimikra hagarua, or worse than that, right? That's a vodazara. Vodazara is I will decide how to be spiritual and transcendent and connect to those things that are beyond me and connect to God, etc., etc. That's everything that we philosophically don't believe in, right? That's everything we philosophically don't believe in. And once you say that, you are, of course, open to all of the criticisms of all the classic, you know, political philosophers, etc., against religion. You know, after all, it's just the opium of the masses, and, you know, man created God in his image, and all those other nice big commandments, etc. You know, if we are just trying to be spiritual and connect to God, then what we're saying is that we know what God is. God is whatever we makes us feel spiritual. I mean, that's basically Reform Judaism and mainstream Christianity nowadays, etc. We're all very nice people. I have nothing against them. You know, they should all live and be well. But that's not religion. That's not God, right? Meaning, what's the basic problem with Reform Judaism? The basic problem with Reform Judaism is that they serve God by doing all the mitzvot that make sense to them. My problem isn't that whether it's lazy or not lazy or convenient or not convenient, etc. My point is that if God is defined by all the things that make sense to me, then I'm serving myself. I'm not serving God, right? If I decide how to be spiritual and connect to Hashem, then I'm really just connecting to my own ideas. The Rambam, the more we call it, Avodah Zarah. Nowadays, people call it yourself, your political motives, your agenda, etc. It says, what gives us the right, the chutzpah, to say that we can transcend ourselves and connect to Hashem? The answer is one thing and one thing alone. Asher Kishon Soso Vitzivanu, Vitzivoy. The fact that we're not doing it because we want to, and because it's our idea, and because it fits us, and because it works for us like this, we're doing it because Hashem commanded us. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not the stereotypical Litvak and saying all these other ideas don't have any room in Judaism and you should be a cold robot. All those other ideas are very icker in Judaism once you build them on the right foundation. But the foundation has to be seen. Right? I know Rav Lifting is very fond of saying this. Whoever learned by Rav Lifting, he says, we relate to Hashem in many, many ways as a savior and as a comforter and as a et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the primary is as a commander. As primaries are as a commander. And I really do think, and again, I know it's not nice to be a philosophy without spending 3 hours discussing it, but it might be the most practical thing to do. That's the answer to a lot of philosophical conundrums. But even without philosophical conundrums, I would say the whole matter of shot differently. Why do you need a matter? Because if I'm doing a mitzvah because I'm in the mood to do a mitzvah, because it resonates with me, because it speaks to me, then, because it works for me, then I am being an Oved Avodah Zarah. I'm worshiping a thing with my imagination. I'm worshiping myself. I am being another Navihu B'Mikra HaTov. The only way it's mutter to do a mitzvah and serve Hashem is if you put it in the framework of I'm responding to a commandment and not to my own initiative. And to me, that's a totally different idea of matter than the Lech HaTov. Nirolani is daiti. It's not the matter, thank you Hashem for the Hanah. The matter is specifically in the words of Shek Hashem Sosa Vitzivanu. Right? Nirolani is daiti. The matter is Vitzivanu. And, you know, obviously meaning Hashem Hashem Sosa Vitzivanu. Meaning that it is usur to serve Hashem for your reasons. Once you serve Hashem for your reasons, the rest is downhill. It is only mutter as a response to a tzivoy. I personally think that if you don't, if you're not mamik in the svara, again, this doesn't have to be the svara for Orvalas Yasa. Right, but if you're not mamik in the svara, you don't really have a good explanation of why anyone should be an Orthodox Jew as opposed to any other religion. Okay, this doesn't explain why you should be Orthodox Jew as opposed to Orthodox Muslim. Then you have to get into the Kurdish proxy of the people of Torah. But understand, as opposed to Christian, I'm just even a traditional Christian, etc. Okay, but I think. So with this matter shot, what's the outcome of this matter shot? I can't believe it's already 1 o'clock. Someone. And what's the outcome of this matter shot? I think you can take the matter shot in two ways. One way to take the matter shot is to build it on the Shevach Vodah. You can build it on the Shevach Vodah. This is 3A. It's building on the Shevach Vodah. Shevach Vodah, thank you Hashem for giving it to me. But it's awesome to get Hana without thanking Hashem. What I want to tell you that is, even though I don't have an acronym to back me up, I want to tell you that 3B is that it's building off, clearly it's adding something to either instructive. It's building off the Kavanah shot. No, it's to focus my Kedusha and Kavanah on what I'm doing, but to focus in a very specific way. Obviously, generally, Kadosh and Miskavi for what I'm doing, but to Miskavi that I'm responding to the commandment. And that for responding to the commandment. That is matter, because that's the matter that turns religion from worshiping yourself and your own ideas into worshiping a God who is not yourself, who is something above and beyond you. Okay, that's my shot in matter. We didn't get through all the nafkaminas I wanted to get through. We didn't get through all the nafkaminas I want to. Let me just add, we'll have to just continue this board next time. But let me ask a simple question of... we'll have to pick up Amir Tzashem with this next time. So next time, what I want to do is finish up this discussion, this hakir about the nature of Birkas HaMitzvos and Overlas Yasan and how that affects everything else we've seen here, and maybe fill in one thing we didn't fill in yet about Birkas HaMitzvos before we leave Birkas HaMitzvos. We're not going on to the Gemara next time. All the we've shown about Nitilus Lulav, which is very, very interesting. Leave it as well. So we'll finish up all the Inyan Birkas HaMitzvos that we're going to do in Mitzvah Shabbat Thursday, and then we'll go on and we'll start our racing through the Gemara on Daf Ches next time, and then we'll slow down again when we get to Daf Tes and Aleph to all of the complicated Sveikos across Sveikos.
Can I say something?
Yes, absolutely.
I have an edition of the Chasdei David which appears on the Tosefta. Separate the Chasdei David that was put out on the Tosefta. With that, not in the Gemara. It has both Perushim, and it has the first Perush of a Matir in much longer terms than the Keta that appears in the Vilna Shas.
Got it. Okay. So I will go. I'll open up the internet, the full Chasdei David. The Maisa, I don't think it's going to change that much.
It's not going to change.
Thank you. Okay, I will check it out.
And the second thing that I wanted to make is I once... Many years ago, Rav Gedalia Felder, who was an important posek, once told me that Rav Yosef Engel preceded a lot of the Chidushim of Brisk. And if you look in his Svarim, it turns out that many of the ideas that appeared by Reb Chaim appeared in Rav Yosef Engel.
Right, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, his terminology is super, what we would call, brisk. I remember, just as long as we are quoting what we've been told by other people, when I was 16 years old in Yeshivat Har Etzion, Rav Ezra Bick, who's still teaching Yeshivat Har Etzion, he had a way of making flamboyant statements. He still does. And he said once, Rav Yosef, he heard that Rav Yosef Engel wrote a lot more Svarim, but they were the manuscripts were destroyed in the Holocaust. He says he thought that if all of Rav Yosef Engel's writings had survived and been published, there would be no need for any Rosh Yeshiva in the Litvish Yeshivas nowadays, because everything would already have been written. So I think that's a similar sentiment. Yeah, it's really, let me just stop the recording.